Christina Gomez Pina peels and slices garlic in her kitchen in Kendall.
I like to put an extra one for good luck.
Two big shelves are filled with old cookbooks. One of them is a copy of Nitza Villapol's book, the one her abuela brought when she fled Cuba. That one Christina never touches. But another copy is falling apart. It's scribbled through with notes and dates.
I mean, I don't think there's any page that's still stuck.
Today, Christina is cooking Villapol's recipe for plantains with potatoes. Christina and her husband Alex are both in their 30s. They grew up in Miami, surrounded by sounds of a Cuban kitchen.
Like, I remember on the days that my mom would cook, like, there were certain things, like the ding of the itachi.
The microwave?
The itachi is the rice cooker. You know, so there is that big controversy. Do you cook rice on a stovetop or do you cook rice on an itachi?
I grew up stovetop rice.
And I grew up itachi. So it was like ding, and I knew that that was dinner time.
It kind of dances on there, and it makes the cheeky-cheeky noise.
In Christina's family, every aunt or abuela has a signature recipe, the one everyone asks her to bring to a family meal. When Christina had children, she realized no one her age knew how to cook these recipes. She sure didn't. Now she's cooking her way through the Villapol cookbook, Cocina al Minuto, and she posts about it on her blog, La Cocina de Cristina. She was inspired by the movie Julie and Julia, and so far, she's cooked about half of the 629 recipes.
The Julie/Julia Project. I cook my way through Julia Child's cookbook. 365 days, 524 recipes. I am risking my well-being for a deranged assignment. Is it crazy?
And I said to myself, forget French cooking. Julia Child is wonderful, but I need to learn how to cook Cuban food. I don't want my kids growing up knowing what a croqueta tastes like from a restaurant. I want them to know mommy made the best croquetas or mommy made the best arroz con pollo.
Nitza Villapol published dozens of editions of that beloved cookbook. She was on TV for 45 years.
Muy buenos días, amigos televidentes. Con ustedes una vez más, como siempre, Cocina al Minuto.
Good morning, my television friends. Here we are with you once again. Cocina al Minuto with easy and quick recipes.
After Fidel Castro took power, there were food shortages and rationing. Foods like eggs and meat disappeared for long stretches.
Las cosas empezaron a faltar.
Some things became scarce all at once, and others became scarce little by little. The first really noticeable shortage was lard.
So Villapol taught her audience how to cook through the shortages. Like how to cook picadillo, a ground beef dish without any meat. And she taught countless new brides how to cook, like Betty Herrera. She's 62 now, and she remembers being 17 and newly married in Cuba. This was in the late 1960s. Herrera worried about how to get dinner on the table and whether there would be enough food.
And like we Cubans say, we had to be magicians to invent what we would cook that day.
She took notes as she watched Cocina al Minuto on TV.
She taught me how to fry an egg without oil. You put just a little bit of water in a frying pan. When the water heated up, you would put the egg in the pan and fry it.
But here's the funny thing. Villapol is remembered as a cook, but according to Marcos González López, who grew up in her house, she hated to cook, and she never really learned how to do it.
Nitza ni sabía cocinar ni le gustaba la cocina.
González still lives in Havana. Villapol's family took him in when he was an 8-year-old boy after his mom went to the U.S. He grew up going with Villapol to the TV studio. When she died, she left her estate to him. Villapol had studied to be a nutritionist and a teacher, and that's how she approached cooking. She wanted Cubans to eat healthier. For the culinary part of it all, González says Villapol leaned on her assistant, Margot.
That was the greatest thing about Nitza, that even without liking the kitchen or knowing about it, when you make one of Nitza's recipes like it is written in the book, you can ask any Cuban, even that Christina. If you make it like the book says, the recipe will turn out right.
But as much as Cubans loved the book, even after they left Cuba, some of them had mixed feelings about Villapol herself. In the 60s, 70s, and 80s, many Cubans fled the communist government. Villapol stayed in Cuba and supported Castro's regime. González says he and Villapol never talked about why she stayed, but he thinks he knows.
Aquí tenía todo lo que necesitaba.
She had everything she needed here. A nice home, Work, fame, success, popularity. She was useful and people recognized that, and that satisfied her teaching craft. The best evidence of this is that 14 years after her death, she's still remembered fondly by Cubans in Cuba and outside of the island.
Nitza Villapol died in 1998. Now her legacy inspires Christina, the blogger in Kendall.
¿Tú me ayudas a chequear lo que está aquí?
¿También hay eggy part?
No, no eggy part en esta receta.
Okay.
He's usually my egg beater or my egg cracker. You know, it's something that it's a legacy, and that's definitely going to be part of what my kids grow up with and what I look back and say, look, I was able to share this, not just with the kids, but with my family as a whole and with the community, hopefully, that really has a chance to benefit from getting these recipes back into their houses.
Only 334 recipes left to go.
Out of how many again? 600 and something. 629.
Until Christina Gomez Pina is finished cooking her way through Villapol's historic cookbook.
But it smells so good.
I'm Trina Sergalski in Miami.